I don't like to be interrupted. I'm crabby and cranky and alone. And he says, that's been my life. Always thinking about the next book, going into seclusion to write it, getting it published, and starting it all over again. And here I am, middle-aged, and life has passed me by. I want to write for living people. I want people around me. I want to write for people and have them work with me, and I want to work with them and see them work and see my words come to life. I said,
to promote it, or you wouldn't be president of the association, and I suppose you had some reasons.
Well, if you lived in the part of the state that I do, down in the southeastern part, where we farm a lot of rather rough land, it's pretty easy to get interest in soil conservation, and that's where I got interest in the first place and helped form the first district in this state, and also it was the first district formed in this 8-state area. That's the Burns-Homer Pleasant District in Winona County.
Well, I know that you're a young man, but I believe that was some 20 years ago.
No, not quite. It was 18 years ago, in fact. The farm that I operate needed conservation work pretty bad, and I was about as green at it as anybody else at that time, but I seen an opportunity to put some real conservation practices on the experimental farm of Watkins Company that I operate. Well, I don't go along with that. In our county, we had wonderful response. When we had people come in there and explain that there was something could be done to prevent this serious erosion on the hilly slopes, why, we had mighty quick response, and we got our district formed without a lot of effort, I'll have to admit that.
Must be
filled themselves up, and they're now, many places, they're sodded over instead of the raw gullies that we had in the early days in conservation work in this state.
Well, so I'm telling you, this is a demonstration that I'd like businessmen from all over the state to see, and working men.
After all, they're all going to have to eat the food that we raise on this land, and if we can't keep the land, I'm afraid they're not going to eat too good. We did that too long, in fact.
Thank you very much, Cycroft.
About 10 years, Jim, but I wanted to tell Cy I'm no grandpa either.
Well, now,
right, Jim, I think you recall you had the pleasure of being with us at the first World Plow Match ever held, which was at Coburg, Ontario.
I'll never forget it.
No, we had a wonderful time, and we really learned a lot. And then we had a second one, you remember, at the Killarney Island, And then we had the third one at, where was the third one again? Wasn't it over in Sweden? No, that was the fourth.
That was up in Sweden last
year.
Yeah,
that's right. At Uppsala, Sweden. That's where the Miss Universe came from.
And this year?
Oxford, England. It's outside London a little ways. I won't be able to go myself. I would like to have gone, but I have other commitments to take care of at that particular time. It will be October 11th and 12th.
Well, there is.
To kind of symbolize the golden plow as a symbol of peace. To make the plow a symbol of peace, you know what it says in the Bible, that they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And I think it fits very well in our intention, what we're trying to do in these World Plow Matches. Progressed a great deal, Jim. In fact, there is no resemblance of what it was here just some few years ago. And today, or tomorrow rather, then we'll have 52 contestants taking part in these level land and counter plow matches, which was something we never dreamed of before.
And yet,
definitely, Jim, I think we can have up to 100 contestants and still handle them.
And I think there we have a job to do, Alf, and that is to instill into the farm folks that do the plowing every year on the farm into this idea of competition, so that we get more of them out at the county contests and more at the state level.
That's true. Now, of course, we don't go after this plowing just for the sake of plowing, but of course we have the conservation angle with it, and
yes,
the plowing is the attraction that may draw some, but I think the conservation practice are the thing that we really want to show the people.
Well, I think that he could always measure a farmer by the way he plowed.
That's right. That's very true.
Well, thanks a lot.
A week, Armeenard. What are the basic differences is that the National must be black and they want thrash between the furrow slices here in Minnesota. When you go to these National matches, the boys from the other states call these Minnesota matches feather matches. At thrash in the furrow. They figure it should be black.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is it black there?
Yes, it's black there.
You have to cover everything.
You cover everything.
What all is... what are you scored on?
You're scored on your opening furrow, your contour, your conformation, your uniformity, your closing furrow, your land ends, and your waterways.
And what about time? Is that a factor?
In the world match?
No, in the list of qualifications that they judge you on in the state and national.
The time is the same in both the state and the national.
Mm-hmm. But is time a factor?
Yes, they give us 3 hours to plow the half an acre.
That's plenty of time. Would you plow on your farm if you were really out there busy plowing, as many of these folks will be this fall and have been already? What would you expect to plow in an hour?
Oh, you could easily plow an acre with a three-bottom plow.
Couldn't you?
Yes.
And over a 10-hour day, you cover 25, 30 acres without too much trouble.
You couldn't get quite that far.
No? 20 acres?
Yeah, that'd be plenty.
20 acres. All right. Now, so far as the world matches are concerned, do you have any idea what competition you will have? What other countries are going to be represented?
They will be the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, West Germany, France, England, Scotland, Ireland, and Canada, and the United States. And I understand the new entries this year are Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand, and... the Russians will be onlookers.
Is that right? Well, now, you're going over to England about the 1st of October. The world matches will be October 10, 11, and 12.
Yes.
Near Oxford, England, which is, as I understand it, in a beautiful country. Have you ever been abroad before,
Gene? No, I haven't, Maynard.
And they're going to take you along to cheer for you.
Bet I am.
Well, all of us here are going to be plowing champion. He, along with Donald Barbie of Conover, Ohio, will represent the entire United States in the plowing contest in Oxford, England.
Came in today.
I have not been at the strip today, so I couldn't say definitely, but I have met some of them here at headquarters.
Have you had a lot of folks taking the air tour today?
Yes, we have had, I think, some over... Now, there are three places that... Remember that the land is, after all, the source or the basic resource of what we have to live on.
Very. Thank you.
Cellist Pierre Fournier was the soloist, and Carl Münchinger directed the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra in this performance on Music in the Morning of the Concerto for Cello and Orchestra in B-flat major by Luigi Boccherini.
In the palm of each hand. While performing the delicate movements, he taps out the rhythm on the bottom of the plate with a ringed finger. The accompanying instruments are a violin, a rabana, a tambourine, and a kind of flute. Now, the plate dance. Children sing the world over to make joy and merriment. Here are some Sumatran children gathered around a leader, who may be one of them, or even an adult man. The singing leader plays the violin, while the children clap hands to mark the rhythm. At the right place, they join in the singing of verses containing teachings of wisdom. Thank you. Violin from Persia, the djender, a metal key instrument, and a bamboo flute or suling.
Thank you. Benjamin Britten, piano, and four members of the Wind Quintet play Beethoven's Quintet in E-flat for piano, oboe, clarinet, horn, and bassoon. This is in three movements.
Bye. Thank you.
That was Beethoven's Quintet in E-flat for piano and four wind instruments. Next, we come to a work by Benjamin Britten. His Canticle No. 3, Still Falls the Rain, for tenor voice, horn, and piano. But first, here is Benjamin Britten to tell you about the work.
We of Aldborough have a special reason to mourn the great Australian pianist, Noel Mutton Wood. He gave a piano recital at our first festival here in 1948, and almost every year until his tragic death 6 years later.
You know, in Oleana, they pay you $2 a day for just carousing. And if you carouse very well, they pay you $4 a day. Folk singers get $6 a day. And you know, the men don't do any work at all. They just lay around all day doing nothing. It's their wife that does all the work for them. And if she doesn't like doing all the work, why, she picks up a stick and gives herself a beating. Oh, to be in Oleana, that's where I'd like to be. Then be bound in Norway, drag the chains of poverty. Ole, Oleana, ole, Oleana, ole, ole, ole. This song tells about take this hammer and carry it to the captain. The captain's guy stands there with a shotgun under his arm all day to make sure these fellas work from dawn till dark. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Oh, take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Great God, tell him I'm gone. If he asks you, was I running? Well, if he asks you, was I running? Well, if he asks you, oh, was I running? Tell him I was flying. Great God, tell him I was flying. If he asks you, was I laughing? If he asks you, was I laughing? If he asks you, oh, was I laughing? Tell him I was crying. Great God, tell him I was crying. I'd a one-jawed, cold iron shackle. I'd a one-jawed, cold iron shackle. I'd a one-jawed, cold iron shackle. Around my leg, great God, around my leg. Great God, it hurts my pride. Captain called me a lazy devil. Captain called me a lazy devil. Captain called me a lazy devil. That ain't my name. Great God, that ain't my name. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Oh, take this hammer.
I think he's going to put them on the what they call the drag line over here and get them started on their way. You know, it's no less active now than it was before. In fact, things are picking up a little bit, and I'm getting a little chill in the back of my neck from the open refrigerator or reefer truck that's all back here. Look at this fellow over here. He's winching the top off of this RC Motors truck trailer, and there's a tremendous crate inside. You can probably see yourself. It's going to take that 10-ton train there to lift it up over the loading platform. I understand that there's a crate there that's filled with furniture for a GI in Ankara, Turkey. And he'll be getting that pretty soon. We're all set to go here. Phil, what is the full name?
Philip McDuffie.
Where are you from, Phil?
Portland.
Portland?
Yes.
And what did you come from with this? From Maine?
From Lewiston.
How many chickens did we have in the truck itself?
15 tons, 30,000 pounds.
30,000? When did they kill the chickens?
Well, the chickens were killed this morning. They were dressed, packed in these crates with ice, loaded in this Lanel cooler trailer. The trailer is...
This is what they call the reefer, right?
That's
Let's go back in the light a little bit here so we can get you on camera. The wife watching?
Yes, she is.
You called her. Everything is all set.
Yeah.
How many?
17 years.
17. How many miles have you had?
Oh, over a million and a half.
Over a million and a half.
Yes.
That works. I'm not going to do any mathematics on it, but it's about 80,000 miles a year, right?
120,000.
Thanks very much for making a fool out of me as far as mathematics.
Right.
Oh, no, fellas. But okay. Listen, now...
Same as... The refrigerator unit on
How
them.
Cold?
You can put it down to 15, 20 below.
How cold is it now?
It's probably
about 15 to 20 below.
33, 34 degrees.
863T diesel, cap over engine. You're welcome, I'm sure.
What do they use this for, long hauls?
Yes, this is primarily used for long distance hauling.
Where will this cab go next?
This truck will leave here momentarily and go to Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get a look at this. Watch your step there. I'm telling you to watch your step on it. You hold that.
Warner tachograph. That keeps a complete record of the trip, the history of the trip, when the engine was started, when it started to move, what time it was, how many miles, and how fast.
Torpedo. I was just thinking, my feet would stick out the other end and would be a traffic hazard.
Safety equipment such as flares and reflector-type gimmicks that you put out on the highway in case of accident. Most of them will carry a full complement of safety first aid equipment in case of accidents on the highway.
How many flares, supposing this truck had a flat or something, it would have to pull out of, and I'm going to pull out of here because I was getting a cramp.
Sponsors are Aluminium Limited, Union Carbide and Carbon Corporation.
I want to leave you with one thought.
What happened?
The right to choose their own government. Call it a priceless gift. How priceless is it? We're going to a few blocks on Tuesday morning and making a mark or pulling a lever. See that you exercise it.